If you are ready for an amazing transformational experience, then you need to stay tuned for this next hour for a Master's Practice with Dr. Aisha Hogan. She is a leading specialist in holistic methodologies and the creator of a powerful integrative technique called Enhanced Energy Communication. A master, clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapist, a well-respected author, a master of the mind, and highly sought international speaker. Get ready for a major breakthrough. And now, your soul guru, holistic transformational specialist, and host of A Master's Practice, Dr. Aisha Hogan.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining me. I'm Dr. Aisha Hogan, and I'm on a master's practice today. I'm very excited to be bringing you today another wonderful hypnotherapist, and that is Rich Guzzi. So I want to talk to you. I want to introduce you to him today. So, Rich, tell us a little bit about who you are. I'm looking at your I'm on your website right now, and I'm looking at what you do, but you do actually way more than that. Like, you're not just a hypnotist. You are so much more than that. So I'd like you to tell the listeners a little bit more about who you are.
Okay. Basically, what I do is I do shows, like entertainment-type presentations all around the world, bringing awareness to the public about our, you know, our tool, our hypnosis. So we do it in a kind of a funny way, you know, where so it's kind of non-threatening.
Right.
I think if I went around the world doing like hypnosis demonstrations, people would be like, you know, maybe not turned off, but they'll be a little put back, like, oh, is that kind of spooky? What is that all about? So we do it in a way where it's entertainment, and then we transform them during the show and show them that, you know, hey, there's a lot more to this than just like, you know, the entertainment value, and people are actually, you know, transforming their lives. So we kind of use the show as a lost leader and make people understand that hypnosis really can change your life for the better. And it shouldn't be a last resort. It should be the first thing you go to make your life better.
Right. It is. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, it's the last resort, which kind of is not the best. I mean, by the time they come, like, I'm a hypnotherapist too. So by the time they come to me, it's like they've been everywhere else first.
Right. They've tried everything. They've done all these different, you know, types of, you know, elixirs and potions and magic pills and all these promises that people make, and they don't get the results. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, the hypnotherapist takes care of it 1, 2, 3 within, you know, 1 or 2 sessions. And they're like, wow, why didn't I start off like this? It would have been so much better. But, you know, yeah, hypnosis still has like kind of like that stigma attached to it where people don't understand it. But meanwhile, it's the most powerful tool you have available to make your life better. So I think by doing these shows, it brings awareness to the general public at large, and you know that's what I'm doing. You know, and now I'm getting more into the business aspect of it, where I'm trying to show other hypnotists how would it make it, you know, easy for them to promote hypnosis, you know, to the general public.
Educating is super, super important. Now, when I first met you, you were doing coaching. You were just getting into that, or you were probably into it already. But you were also doing, like, you're a comedian that does hypnosis. So what is this? Let's just start with that. So I've had other hypnotists on the show before, and we've talked about more of the clinical side of things. But I also think that people don't understand what's happening on a stage.
Okay. So, yes, I am a comedian that does hypnosis. I'm not a hypnotist that does comedy. So there's a huge difference.
Right.
So I bring extreme entertainment value to the people coming to see the performance. So it's more than just a hypnosis demonstration. You know, if you're going to come, to the performance, you're going to laugh really loud. You're going to see your friends up on stage, you know, being, you know, silly, doing, acting out dopey scenarios, doing all these wacky things. But then we use the skit in the show to tell a story.
Right.
And the story, you know, moves along and progresses as the night goes on. And then people see that, wow, wait a minute, these people's lives are being transformed right here on the stage. I wish I would have did this now.
So, right. So how do we get that person?
So the show, first and foremost, must be entertaining. You know,
yes.
I tell hypnotists that if you're going to do a show, all right, it needs to be funny to the point where people like go back and have a story to tell all their friends when they go back. So you paint hypnosis in a great light. It was really a great time. The subjects on stage didn't get embarrassed, but they did some silly things. It's almost like being in a school play, acting stuff out, and you put them into precarious situations where they're pitted against each other. It's all kind of like little skits that you would do like in a school play. And by doing that and making it really super funny, people really talk about it when they go home. And then people come back to the show again next time it's in town. And then hypnosis really gets put on the map in the right way.
Okay, but do you think that people get, like, they see that there's a transformation that's happening there, but do you, like, there's still that stigma attached because, you know, I get it all the time when people come in and they're talking about hypnosis and they are talking about somebody who is doing hypnosis on stage. So I think their first thing is, how are we making them do that? And are they going against their own values and belief systems? And how are we making them do it? I think it's like they think that we're making them do it.
Right. Well, again, that's all part of the presentation. You know, if you do the show properly, the people in the audience will be educated, you know, in a way where they understand that, you know, if you do this, which takes a very deep level of hypnosis on stage, then it's very easy to do a very light level of hypnosis to get all the therapeutic work done. So it's all about the practitioner. It's all about the stage hypnotist doing a great job. If they're doing their job properly, you know, and, you know, that's what I train people to do. I show people how to do the job properly. Then you will get those objectives accomplished. It's really super important. You know, you have to weave the information into the sketches of the show, and everything has to be put in there.
Right.
And it can't be just a funny show or even just an entertaining demonstration. It needs to educate the public so that when they see it, they're like, wow, this was really entertaining. This was good. But, man, you know what? I learned a lot about this, and they want to go to a hypnotist. You know, after my shows, I have people lined up to do sessions, literally
right.
Lined up, ready to go. So they have an experience that night instantaneously that says, wow, you know what? I want to make this part of my life.
So do you think anyone, and I know the answers to these questions, but I'm just asking them so for the listeners to understand.
Yep.
Can anyone be made to do anything? And
well,
I think that's the thing. I think that's the fear, is that they're going to make me do stuff that I don't want to do.
Well, Grant, that's a real gray area. So I've been doing hypnosis for over 30 years. And, you know, every hypnotist will tell you that, you know, you can't make people something do it against their will. They won't do it something out of character.
Right.
After doing it 30 years, I realized that, you know, both of those are myths. You know, we can bust those if done properly. Now, that doesn't mean that the hypnotist, you know, being, you know, ethical would do that.
Right.
You know, but yes, you know, that is a legitimate fear that can potentially happen. You know, in other words, a good enough practitioner, a good enough hypnotist can make somebody do almost anything, as long as you make the story real enough.
Right.
You know, you can, as long as you, you get the subject deep enough, which, again, is being a good hypnotist. And then you make the story real enough for them, they will act out on that. So if you just tell them to do a certain thing that's out of their character, they wouldn't do it.
Right.
But if you were able to paint a good enough picture and the subject was deep enough, I think you'd be able to get that job accomplished.
That's awesome. So you do this all over the world.
I've been on every continent except Antarctica. So.
What? You missed one.
I missed one. I don't know if it's this show for penguins or whatever. But, I'm very fortunate. I've been blessed to be able to travel the world doing these shows and these presentations and getting people really interested in hypnosis. It's a lot of fun, and you make a lot of money, and you teach people all about it. For me, it's all about the experience. I really want to get people where they use hypnosis as the first thing to make their life better. So my goal, my mission statement is I'm going to entertain people, but I'm also going to show them that this is a very, very valuable piece that they should be adding to their repertoire in their life.
Okay, so let's take this for an example. Now, you've said this a couple of times, so let's build on this a bit. You're on stage, you're doing your entertainment. And
right.
Now, what is it? Let's give an example. I don't know, somebody that you've put under before,
okay.
Of how you've helped them on a more clinical or in their life.
Okay, here's a great example. This is even a very simple one. You know, I'm doing the show, and all the subjects on stage think they're on a roller coaster. the highest roller coaster of all time. And it goes 1,000 feet straight up, 1,000 feet straight down. They're going to be terrified, and they're going to be screaming their lungs out. And sure enough, we put them on the roller coaster. We make them act it out. And people who you can see who do not want to be on that roller coaster, I talk them into it because I paint the picture for them, obviously. So now every night, everybody's on the roller coaster. So they go up, and they go down, and they're scared. And at the end of the sketch, they're all over. They've been up and down on this roller coaster. You can see they're terrified. You put them back down again into the state of hypnosis, and you say, you were so brave to go on that ride. Remember, every time you conquer a fear in your life, you become stronger in every other area of your life. Then you conquered a huge fear. You became stronger and stronger. Your life becomes better and better. Good job. Deep asleep. So now what we did was we actually alleviated fears in a general statement. So any fear they now had. So let's say one guy's got a fear of snakes. Another guy's got a fear of spiders. Another girl's got a fear of heights. All right?
Right.
They associate being able to conquer one fear, one success, with being able to conquer other fears. So now those fears, no matter what you are, it's a general blanket statement, those fears will now be dissipated. So I've accomplished that for the subjects on stage. But also we've now trained and seeded the brains of the people in attendance to watch, and they watch it happen firsthand. And they're like, wow, that was pretty powerful right there. You know. And then I'll turn to the audience and I'll explain to them. I said, you see, we do a lot of goofy stuff, but all the trade-off is you get all the good benefits at the exact same time. If you want to make this part of your life, we can show you how to do this as well and make your life better and better each and every day.
Right.
So that one simple sketch, which is almost like a throwaway in the show, trains everybody in the audience to understand that this is way more than just entertainment now. You're getting real-life tools to make your life better.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, you said that you started to change your show, so it's you're building a business piece into it. What does that mean?
So, in other words, we want to get more people interested in the business of hypnosis. I think that right now, I don't know how many hypnotists there are on the planet or how many are even practicing on a full-time basis or just hobbyists.
Right.
I think I'd like to get more people interested in being a hypnotist, the hypnosis career, where they can actually use it to help other people. I think if we increase the number of hypnotists on the planet who do it at a very highly efficient level, on a very professional basis, I think the world's going to be a 1,000 times better place. So I want to get more people interested in the career, in hypnosis as a career. So that's what we're gearing the show towards now, getting more people interested in doing hypnosis than actually doing hypnosis sessions. You know, before, you know, the business was always like, all right, you do a show, you advertise your business, you show people how, you know, you can help them out, and you get some, and you get clients that way. I'm looking at the other end of the spectrum now. I'd rather train up new hypnotists, brand new people who want to use hypnosis as a career to make the, you know, and then enrich other people's lives. That way we can have a greater, bigger impact.
That's excellent. That sounds amazing. So if you were to say, hypnosis, for those people who are listening for the first time about hypnosis or really focusing in, what makes hypnosis better than almost any other modality or methodology that's out there?
Okay, here's what it is. And a lot of hypnotists get this wrong. A lot of hypnotists think they're wizards, all right, and they have all this superpower and stuff like that. And here's what we have, you know, and that's where the creepy stuff starts coming into play. That's when, you know, the people who think they're wizards, you know, and you see the guy with the, you know, with the girl draped over his arm and he's doing the mystical spell on her, all right? It seems kind of creepy, all right?
Right.
I don't like that. Here's where I think we should be. The hypnotist really has nothing more than the better delivery system.
Okay.
So I think of hypnosis as the syringe. If you look, you know, you should already be a good therapist and no therapy.
Right.
And then use hypnosis as the delivery system to make that therapy even more impactful. So
what you're saying, okay, sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
So a person who is a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a social worker, a nurse, any of those practitioners, anybody in the health field who knows real professional ways to help people,
right,
but their delivery system is talking to them and saying in a conscious way, here's how you're going to make your life better. A coach, all right? Right? A trainer, right? They tell you, here's what you should be doing, all right? and then they coach you and they say, this is what you should be doing, all right? And then they keep on telling you over and over again, and maybe you get it, maybe you don't.
Right.
A hypnotist has the far superior delivery system, all right? So you know all this amazing therapy type stuff, all right? So you're working with soldiers who came back from overseas. They saw some really bad stuff. They have a post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're getting therapy from the government, and they're talking to psychiatrists, and they're taking some pills, and they're doing all these little doodads to try to make their life better so they can cope with them being back in the regular world now. Where
right.
a hypnotist, all right, could very simply hypnotize that subject and deliver the system, deliver the words, deliver the therapy in a much more effective way, and probably do in 20 minutes more than a person for them could be doing for 2 years, 3 years of talking to them. That's how effective hypnosis should be in the right hands. So I want hypnotists to think in terms of not being a wizard, but of owning the best delivery system available to deliver amazing therapy. So you should become an amazing therapist, learn good therapies. And if you don't want to go to 10, 12 years of school to be a psychiatrist, I get it. But you know what? Learn if you're going to be a person who gets people to stop smoking, get a person to lose weight, or you're going to get a person to sleep better or reduce stress, specialize in that area in the beginning. Get really good at understanding why people don't sleep properly, all right, and deliver it with hypnotic technique and deliver your therapy with hypnosis to get a superior result than the person trying to give them pills.
Awesome.
I think that if we do that, our career will take off and hypnosis will really be on the map in a huge way.
You're right. You are very right. We're going to go to a break here. Tune back in to A Master's Practice. We're going to take a short break here, and we will be back with myself, Dr. Aisha Hogan, and Rich Guzzi.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Are you ready to live your life depression-free? Are you having thoughts of ending things? Wondering what life would be like without chronic pain? How about no longer suffering the effects of trauma and PTSD? Are you tired of having your credibility questioned because you look fine and no one understands that you are struggling with an invisible disorder? Hi, I'm Dr. Aisha Hogan, and I'm a holistic transformation specialist. I work with clients from all over the world to aid them in eliminating, that's right, you heard me, eliminating their current struggles and challenges. I don't work with symptoms. That's like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. I'm all about root cause and all the levels of you, as each one of us is unique. Ready to transform your life for good, to move into the best version of yourself and reach your unlimited potential? Then book your complimentary 1 hour online consultation with me by going to www.aishahogan.com. That's AYSEHogan.com. And it will take you right to my clinic, the Chakra House of Healing. I look forward to meeting you there.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom. Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee,
and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to A Master's Practice with me, Dr. Aisha Hogan, and my special guest today, Rich Guzzi. And Rich, I've got some great questions for you. You've got a new technique that you're using with people, and it's called Discover the Power.
Yes.
So please tell me a little bit about that.
What I did was, I actually designed this for myself originally. My goal was to become a good enough person, actually not good anymore, but become great, to where, you know, I do a lot of self-help material. I like going to, you know, seminars. I love, you know, going to trainings and just becoming a better person in general. So what I found was that you get immersed in all this material and you take away a few little things, but then it was hard to absorb all of it and keep it all in place.
Right.
So. And also then life gets in the way and then all of a sudden something happens and then the motivation and that great feeling you had for the, you know, first 48 hours kind of dissipates over time. So I said, I need something better that I can use all the time that will be able to get my system where I can just do it very easily, but then keep that jacked up feeling all the time.
Right.
And then the other thing was, I wanted to get to the point where now I was in that position. So that way, if I was to meet somebody amazing, then I would be able to take advantage of that meeting instead of them just giving me a pep talk.
Right.
So let's say, you know, we're at a seminar and we go to a lot of these things where, like, you know, Richard Branson's there or Gary Vee or Tony Robbins, right? So
right.
Let's say you happen to, by chance, meet Richard Branson. He's talking to you for, like, that split second. And you start talking a little bit back and forth. And he gives you a little pep talk. Says, hey, man, you keep going. You're doing good. You know what? If you keep on chipping away, you're going to get there. And then he leaves and he takes a picture with somebody else and then he moves on.
Right.
That's not what I'm looking for. I want it where I become so great that he says to me, wow, you know what? That's a very interesting idea you have there. You know what? Here's my card. Call me on Monday. Let's see if we can put something together.
Yes. Nice.
So that way you can create a bigger impact. So I said, well, let's reverse engineer that. How can we make this happen? So I put this program together from all the materials I've been gleaning over the past, you know, 30 years. And I restructured it where it will be step-by-step process. Almost like taking a karate class. So you sort of, like, as a white belt, you go to a black belt.
Right.
So week by week, you learned all the lessons and you practiced them and you got, you know, you became a better and better person. You became more and more impactful. And next thing you know, by the end of it turned out to be almost 100 weeks. I put this whole program together. And it took me 100 weeks to complete it. And
right.
It made me exactly who I am now, where I was able to basically be bulletproof and do anything I wanted. So my girlfriend puts it up on Facebook that I was doing this.
Right.
And I got immediate results where people started saying, hey, I want to do that too. You know, that sounds pretty cool. So it was just kind of like one post that she put up, and all of a sudden people just started signing up for it. So I said, wow, you know, this might be something here. So I structured the class and started putting it together, and all of a sudden just more people started signing up. So I said, okay, I think we got our new way how to make people's lives better. On a simple basis. So Discover the Power was born, and it became my headline, my flagship coaching program. So I talk
That's
to people
awesome.
Every week. Yeah, we put them through the program, and they're becoming more and more impactful. So, and it's amazing. We have a lot of professionals in the class. You know, it's not just, you know, regular people trying to make their lives better. It's a lot of professional people that said, you know what, you know, I've been doing great my entire life, but I want to do more. We want to create a larger impact. So we have a lot of those as well. So no matter where you are on the totem pole, you know, there's something for everybody here. And everybody wants to make their life better.
Well, that's, of course they do. A lot of people want to make their lives better. I think a lot of people look at their lives as what they have on the outside and not how they feel on the inside. So
Yeah. That's
amazing. That's amazing. So you came from, like I'm just sort of looking at who you are. And it's just, what made you make the transition from being an auto mechanic to moving into what you're doing now? Is there a story in that?
Yeah, there is. I wanted to be an entertainer since I was a kid. You know, I saw this stuff on TV, these guys telling jokes and entertaining people and having fun. And I was totally enamored with it. You know, I was, you know, always the joker, you know, the guy in class, you know, fooling around, getting in trouble. I was always that guy making the quip at the dinner table, you know, getting everybody to laugh. And I totally enjoyed it. As I grew older, my dad was a car mechanic, and so I became a car mechanic too. You know, me and my dad really got along well. And, you know, he taught me the trade, and I enjoyed working with cars because my dad was in it, you know.
Right.
But then my dad died when I was very young. I was only 20 years old.
Oh.
So
yeah.
At that point, I still did it because that was my life at the time. I kind of lost the luster for it because it wasn't the activity I used to do with my dad anymore.
Right.
So I went back to my old dream, which is I want to be an entertainer. And by stroke of luck, it actually, all the pieces of the puzzle came together for that, because I went down to a comedy club and I talked to some comedians, and they said, you can't. Probably the chance of you becoming a comedian is next to zero. You're never going to get stage time. It's not going to work. So you're not going to make any money. So I didn't think anything of it at that point. I said, I'm just going to forget about it. And the very next day, this book comes in the mail from NYU, very prestigious college in New York City. And
right.
It was very, very fancy, very elaborate book, so I couldn't throw it in the garbage. I don't even know why it came to my house, because I barely made it through high school, so I was all fooling around, and let alone go to college. So I don't know why this book even came to the house, but it came to the house. Luckily, I opened it up instead of throwing it in the garbage. And everything happens in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
A first, and it was these acting classes. And one of the classes was a comedy writing workshop. And I read the curriculum. It said you write jokes for 10 weeks with a professional comedy writer. And at the end of 10 weeks, you have to perform at a comedy club. So I said, this is how you get started.
Yeah.
So I called up the school, you know, not knowing any better. I was still young. I was a kid. And I called the school. I said, listen, you know, I don't have a college transcript. I don't have any, you know, I did get good grades. You know, so, you know, what am I going to do now to get accepted into this college? And they said, oh, no, this is night school. You know, as long as you have money, you can join. I said, I got the money. I can do it. You know, again, like I said, I was 21 years old. I was a kid. I didn't know what I was doing, you know. So that's what I did. I signed up for the class, and it was twice a week. There was 48 kids in the school, in the class. I was the only one who became a comedian out of 48 people.
Wow, that's great.
And I never turned back. I knew as soon as I got on that stage, that's what I was supposed to be doing. I just knew it immediately. And I became a comedian. I got rid of the car business, and I started being a comedian, and I never looked back. Then hypnosis came almost the exact same way, kind of by accident. You know, I crashed and burned. You know, I was doing comedy. I was traveling all over the country doing shows. I became a headliner. And me and my wife broke up because I was traveling on the road now. She, you know, she married the car mechanic guy. You know, she never married a comedian. You know, so she was a great girl, you know. So I said, you know what? You can have the house. I gave her the house. I'm going on the road doing comedy. So a failed marriage. And I was all over the road, you know, doing these shows. And kind of weird, the middle act, which is the act below me, one week said, I really want to help you out. You need a lot of help. I said, how are you going to help me? You know, I'm the headliner. You're below me. He said, no, you need a lot of help, right? You're in bad shape. I said, man, what the hell is this guy talking about, you know? So he takes me to the bookstore, and he buys me a book. It was Og Mondino, all right, The Greatest Miracle in the World. And I said, this guy is nuts. I said, why are you buying me a book? I don't read any books. I threw the book in the trunk of my car and didn't think anything of it. Well, he must have saw something I didn't see, because, man, a couple months later, I crashed and burned.
Right.
And I was desperate. And I said, man, remember that book that guy bought me? Yeah. I went in the trunk, found the book. It was all greasy and nasty and stuff like that. That was in the trunk for a couple months. And I go in the hotel room. I was on the road. I think I was in Detroit. And I try to read the book in the hotel room, and the hotel gets struck by lightning. And I'm like, so I can't even read the book. I'm trying to help myself out. I'm trying to read the book. Now I got no lights. The hotel gets struck by lightning. There's no lights. I literally go out in my car, start the car up, turn the dome light on. I read the book in the car by the dome light. And it's a very easy read. Og Mondino's books are pretty easy reads. But he does has great stuff. And I read the book. It made a lot of sense. And that's what got me on the self-help kit. It got me on that road. So then after that, you know, I read the next book, which was Og Mondino's The Greatest Secret in the World, And that's kind of a workbook where you do it all year. And I'm a pretty regimented character. You know, I took a lot of, you know, martial arts classes when I was younger. So I know how to be structured and stuff. So that book, you carry the book around for a whole year. You do all the exercises in the book, you know, and I did it. I very religiously did it. I did the whole book for a whole year. Then at the end of the book, it's kind of cliche, but it makes kind of sense. It says, you know, this is not the end. This is only the beginning, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I've read all the self-help books, and I know every book. And you know what? Here's what I boiled it down to. These are the 12 best books. If you really want to go do the next best thing, do these 12 books. So I went out. I bought those 12 books. I said, I'm going to do what he says. It sounds I'm pretty good at this point. I'm already a year into the game now, you know, in the self-help field, reading these books. I went out and bought all 12 books. I had to find – a lot of them were out of print. I had to buy them on used copies and stuff. So I bought the 12 books. I said, all right, well, you know what? There's 12 months in a year. There's 12 books. I'll read one a month, and I'll go through the whole process. And the first one I read was James Allen, As a Man Thinketh. And, you know, because it was easy. It was 64 pages. I'm like, all right, knock this one right out. And I got – and I totally understood. I got the book. I said, this is pretty interesting. Then I read the next book. And then Think and Grow Rich came along. That was the third book I picked up. That was the third one. And that's the one that really, really solidified it for me. I said, you know what? I'm really into this stuff. And it trained me to be the person that I am now. That was the basic foundation right there with that book. And that turned everything around. Like James Allen is a kind of a boiled down version of Think and Grow Rich.
Right.
Now, that was written in the 1800s, where Think and Grow Rich, 1936, 37,
right,
in that area. So, but that really was started it off for me. Then I got into it totally. I did the 12 books. Took me another year. So now I got basically 2.5 years of reading self-help material. And then I was in all the way. And I found hypnosis in that 2.5 years because I was looking for all types of materials now, how to improve my life and make my life better. Hypnosis came along. Then all of a sudden I added hypnosis to my show. And then I became famous and everything took off. It kind of all happened by accident.
That's amazing. And you know that nothing is an accident. You know that. It's synchronistic intervention. And
yep, it just was supposed to happen. You know, I happen to be, when I'm on stage, I'm a really good speaker. You know, people like to hear what I have to say. So I have that gift of being able to make people laugh and entertain them. And then this new material, all this self-help stuff, and the fact that, you know, I crashed and burned, then I came back. I was just a regular guy, didn't go to college. And I kind of relate to those blue-collar people, those regular people who are just looking for something simple and easy way to make their life better. And that's kind of who I am. I'm kind of like the blue-collar self-help guy. You know, I have a lot of doctors and lawyers and businessmen who are my clients that I coach, you know, guys who are way more scholastic than me.
Right.
But I happen to be really good at getting people to really, you know, kick their life into high gear. You know, I'm really good at lighting the fire for them and saying, okay, man, you know what? Here's what we're going to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's how it happened. But I've never turned back. So 30 years later, I'm still doing it.
And you are great at it. That's for sure. We're going to take a quick break here. And I'm going to ask everyone to tune back into A Master's Practice. We'll be right back with myself, Dr. Aisha Hogan, and my special guest, Rich Guzzi. We'll be right back.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hi there, and welcome back to A Master's Practice with myself, Dr. Aisha Hogan, and my special guest, Rich Guzzi. Now, Rich, what's really awesome about you is that I want to talk a little bit about the charity work that you do. So you've got some charity work that you do with animals.
Yes, I do. That's the charity of choice for me. I love doing that. Anything having to do with that or soldiers, I do them all the time because it's like I feel like, well, the animals, you know, somebody has to take care of them. Nobody can take care, you know, somebody has to take care of them because they're not going to be able to take care of themselves, you know. So, and then I feel the soldiers have almost a similar situation. You know, people are trying to give them help, but all in the wrong way. So I'm trying to show them a better way to get the stuff that they need, you know. I have four cats and three dogs now, so I keep getting more. But on a health level, I'll actually travel the country doing shows for animal shelters and animal charities, and I don't take any money for it. I just do it. All the money goes to the charity so they can do what they need to do to get better care, you know, better food, adopt a lot of the animals out. People can't afford these, you know, some dogs and cats, you know, what I'll do is I'll sponsor them. So that way they can just, a good owner can just come take them along without having to pay any money for them.
That's amazing. And so you travel the world, and I'm sure you see a lot of situations with animals.
Yes.
What would you say would have been your biggest, giving? You know, seeing something and saying, you know what, I have to do something about that right now.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was at this really fancy vacation down in the Bahamas.
Right.
And there was all these kitties just walking around the property, and nobody was taking care of them.
Yep.
So, and it was a very, very, it's a 5-star resort. So I said, I have to do something about this. So what I did was, you know, I obviously went out and bought a whole bunch of food, took care of all the cats. And then I put something together. I'm kind of famous down in the area because I've done it for a long, long time. So I got a couple people together, and I found some people who would put together like a rescue where they would find homes for all these kitties that were walking around the property with nobody to take care of them. So now,
awesome.
You know, we have all the cats placed in homes and stuff like that. So people would want, you know, a nice animal, almost like not an emotional support animal, but you know, it is very soothing. I love having my animals hang around with me. You know, it's not like, you know, I'm a crazy person and I need, you know, emotional support, you know, but I do like having them around. It's very calming for me. So, and I think a lot of people would get the same exact benefit. So why not?
Yep. No, it's amazing. I know when I was in Turkey, there, unfortunately, what they do, especially in the tourist towns, is people will come and stay for a few months and they will get a dog. And then they leave. And then they just put the dog on the street. And there's a lot of dogs roaming around there. But they, you know, the country itself, they do give them their shots and that. So there's no like rabid dogs running around or anything. But still, at the same time, these dogs, they don't even get excited when you walk up to them. They're just so complacent. So, and everyone's like, don't touch them. And I'm like, why? It's why they just lay there. It was very sad. I actually did the same thing. I didn't get people together, but what I did do is I went out, bought bags and bags of dog food and started going out and finding them because they hide. So I had to go out and find them.
I bought so much food for these cats, you know, and there was one of them I wanted to take home. It was this huge cat. I mean, this cat had, it was almost the size of a dog. I mean, this cat was massive. I would have loved to have this cat. I wish I would have able to work out a situation where I could have taken him home with me.
Right.
Beautiful, massive cat.
Wow.
And everybody said, everybody knew this cat too. Everybody said that cat ran the property. But yeah, it's very sad. I hate seeing stuff like that. So I just do my part. I take care of things. Wherever I go, I take care of it. I'm in a lot of these countries, these Caribbean countries, where the animals are just running wild, and nobody takes care of them.
Right.
So I'll do a show, I'll do a charity event, so I get raise some money for some. Then what I'll do is I'll give it to the people, so they can, I'll put it in charge of, some good people in that town that'll take care of it, instead of just giving it, to a municipality.
Right, where they may not do anything.
Correct.
Right. So let's take this time that's left for a couple of things. Number one, I'd like you to sort of let people know how they can contact you. And number two, let's give them some tips and strategies, some quick things that they can sort of bring into their lives right now.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, I'm really easy to get in touch with. I mean, if you just put Hypnotist Rich, I come up number one. So okay. I know that sounds crazy. If you put Comedy Hypnotist, I come up number one again. But my name is Rich Guzzi. So it's RichGuzzi. If you Google me, Google spells me out right away. And so I'm really a piece of cake to find. And my phone number and my email address are both on my website on the contact page. So I'm super easy to get in contact with. My big thing is I'm very accessible to all the fans, all the people who need help. I'm very accessible to them. So I'd never want to be one of those guys where it's impossible to get in touch with them.
Right.
So even if you're not a coaching client or even if you're not my friend, my phones are all cell phones. So we have them on us all the time and we answer all the phone calls.
That's awesome.
I make it really easy for anybody all over the planet. I literally have clients all over the planet that call me all the time. We take care of it. So that's number one. To give them some good action items to take care of right now.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say. This is really good. I'm really glad you're doing this because this is going to help people out.
Awesome.
So remember, you want to think in terms of impact, all right? So think in terms of increasing your capacity and impact. So that way you have full advantage. You can take full advantage of having that chance meeting with that somebody powerful and amazing. That's what your goal should be. All right? So now the way we do that is you have to start freeing up some time in your life to make all this stuff happen. Because right now your life's getting in the way. You're doing all these things that are just dragging you down and you're kind of bogged down with your regular life. So you have to start taking care of things you free up some free time to make all this stuff happen, your transformation.
Right.
Here's the first thing you do. I want you to list all the things that you want to do, all those ideas you have, all those things. Right. If you want to have, 32 of them, that's fine. You want to have 64, put 64. But write down every last thing that you're planning on doing for the rest of your life. Write them all down. Okay. Then I want you to do is I want you to have them on a list, and I want you to have a bracket. I want you to put half on one side and half on the other side, and almost make it like it's the playoffs during football season or baseball season or basketball season, hockey. Are you guys in Canada? There's a lot of – you guys got hockey. All right. So you make it like a bracket, all right, almost like you went to the Final Four. So you have – I want to be an artist because I like to do pottery, okay? And that's going to go up against I'm a gun enthusiast. I like to do target shooting.
Right.
And over here on this side you have, I really like doing stand-up comedy. And I'm going to also, you have something else. So all the things you're interested in your life that you planned on doing.
Right.
And you start having them have little competitions with each other. And then you boil it down to the final four items.
Okay.
And take
so when you say they're having competition with each other, you're deciding which one you want more?
Correct.
Okay.
So you boil your life down to those four things that you're going to do. A hobby item, a business item, a relationship item. Take four items that's what you're going to do. And everything else, put it aside.
Okay.
We're going to concentrate on being great at those four things. That's first and foremost. Okay, because a lot of times, people are always worried about perfection. you know, I got to do this. All these things I got written down on my list. They got lists upon lists of things they're going to do.
Right.
All right. And it bogs them down to like there's no end. And it's just crippling. It's very debilitating. Right. You know, everything that competes for your time, you have to write those things down on your list.
Right.
And then from that point on, right, you need to enjoy the process and not worry about the outcome. Just know that you're going to do these four things, and that's it. Enjoy the process of making those four things be amazing. Remember, happiness happens when you think of terms of progress, not perfection.
And you did say something to me once, which still sticks to me, and I actually do even use it with my clients, and that is 1% per day.
Yes, get 1% better every day. If you can get 1% better every day at 100 days, you're twice as good as you were before. You do that four times in a year, you're exponentially better.
That's right. 1% per day. Small tasks are not so overwhelming.
Right. The little wins. Little wins become momentum. Remember, happiness happens when you think in terms of progress, not perfection. Right? You're not going to get it perfect in one day. It's impossible. Right? But if you keep going towards meaningful goals, and we boiled it down to those four things that you're going to do. You got the four goals you're going to make happen, and you keep making continuous progress towards those meaningful goals. You're going to have 1,000 times more happiness in your life. That's the first step to everything.
Yep. I think what a lot of people do is they just think about the end, the outcome, and they get overwhelmed.
Yeah. It's overwhelming. you can't do that. You know, think in terms of little wins. Build up momentum. The momentum creates more momentum, and you're going to keep on getting better and better.
And celebrate those wins.
Yes.
Right? Celebrating those wins, that's super important.
And everybody's had wins. You know, people beat themselves up. They're like, oh, man, I'm such a loser. I haven't accomplished anything. Yes, you have. I guarantee you list all the things you've done that you did amazing, that you did some great things, all right?
Right.
So use those wins, all right, to say, all right, well, let's look what I did here. This was amazing, all right? If I could do this, I could make this happen over here. It's just you're getting bogged down with so many different things you're trying to do. That's why you got to boil it down to just four items.
Yep.
If you boil it down to just those four items, you're going to be 1,000 times better off. It's going to be so much more simple for you to do. Your mind can wrap – you can wrap your mind around it.
Absolutely. Yep. It gets too hard. It gets too hard for people.
Yeah.
They just look at that outcome and go, no, I can't do it. It's too much. I have to change my life too much all at once.
Yeah. And then after that, I would say the next best thing you do right after that is you make your greatest – well, for me, it's called the greatest rich list, all right? Yours can be the greatest Aisha list, right?
Right.
You know, all your listeners out there, make your greatest list. Put your name on the top and make your greatest whatever your name is list. So what you do is you'll describe everything needed, right, to accomplish those top four things. In other words, what person would you have to be allowed to have those four things?
Right.
You know, what do you look like? How do you dress? What skills do you have? Make a visual image in your mind, right, of what you would be to deserve exactly what you're looking for as your goal. Make your list.
Right.
If you do that, everything's going to magically just come to you. You know, it's almost like writing a movie script. And you're describing a character for the movie,
right?
And you're writing all the description. You're writing all the traits of that character, so you can really write for the character properly.
Right.
It's the exact same thing. If you have four things on that list that you're going to do, all right, and one of them is going to be I'm going to be a comedian, all right, and I want to be an expert, you know, stage hypnotist. And I want to impact people's lives by making them laugh really hard and showing them how I could make hypnosis part of their life. Okay?
Right.
Well, what do I have to do? Well, I should be pretty funny, right? I want to be a comedian. I need to be funny. So I went out and took a comedy writing course. Well, I got to be a hypnotist. I want to be a good hypnotist. So I took more hypnosis training. Make sure I become a great hypnotist. All right? So, and then, you know, from there, you start backtracking everything you need to become that, visualize that person. You know, what does that person dress like? You know, what kind of skills does that person have? What do you look like? Right? You know, if I'm going to, you know, if I look like a schlub, that people on in the audience are looking like, oh, this guy's a schlub. You know, how's this guy, you know, going to teach me anything?
Right.
You should look the part. So take your four items and then make your greatest list of who you're going to be.
Awesome. So what are your four things, Rich?
My four things is I want to be impactful. I want to be impactful and we'll put hypnosis on the map. I want to be really good at my relationships with other people.
That's awesome.
All right. I want to make enough money where I can use money as a tool. All right. You know, people always think, oh, man, why do you need money? Well, money is nothing more than a tool.
Right.
Right. If the more tools you have in the toolbox, the more you can help people. So I want to make enough money where I can be impactful enough where I can get all the projects done that I want to get done.
Right.
And I want to have fun. I like to travel the world.
Well, you're doing a lot of that, so that's good.
Yeah, I really love traveling. I'm living my dream. I really am.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I get to live my dream every day. I travel the world. They pay me to travel the world. I meet people. I impact people. I get to do what I want.
And everybody can do that.
Everybody.
Everybody can do and live their dream. Absolutely.
Yep. It can happen for everybody. You just simplify your life. Stop making your life complicated. Simplify everything. Make it super simple where you know exactly what you want, and then all of a sudden you have those little wins, and all of a sudden you believe you can do it. Those are
two
secret ingredients. Knowing exactly what you want.
And do the work. And do the work to get what you want.
Yeah, believe you can do it.
Yep.
Those little wins give you more and more belief every day.
I think what a lot of people do is they want things, but then they don't do the work. They won't do the work.
Yep.
You know, it's simple. Just even with people that I want to talk to or that I talk to that feel so horrible about themselves and low self-esteem, and yet I'll be like, "Well, come on, and let's do this. Let's get you over this." And they're like, "Oh, but I can't."
That's why coach is so important. Yeah, coach is so important.
Yeah. It's very important. And the people will just put themselves last and go, well, I can't. And I don't have enough money. And I don't have enough time. And I don't have this. And I'm like, you're not going to get this if you don't do that. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yep.
You need to put some investment in yourself.
I am a big proponent of coaches. And you know, it's like going to the gym. If you have a training partner, you meet your training partner at the gym, you go to the gym.
Right.
You don't have a training partner. You can blow it off, but you're not gonna let the other person down. So you go. So the same thing with a coach. A coach, you're not gonna let the guy. You know, you have more accountability, responsibility.
I think people have been taught in this. It's crazy. Like I think people have been taught to put themselves last. I mean, women are worse for that, but putting themselves last. Everybody else is first. What everybody else needs in my life is first, and I'll be last.
Yeah, but you know what? You wouldn't have to make that choice if you weren't bogged down. That's why the first thing on my list is knocking it down to four things.
Right.
Just knock it down to those four items, and that's it. That's all you're going to do is just do that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Rich, for joining me today and sharing this, so much wealth of information. I really appreciate it, and so do our listeners, I am sure. So thanks again for joining me, and... live your dream. You're living your dream. I got nothing to say. I can't even say live your dream. You already are.
my pleasure. I want to show other people how to do it. Get in touch with me. I'll show you what to do. RichGuzzi.com. I'm really easy to find. I gave you the tip of the iceberg. It gets so much better than that. You can keep on doing it. Everybody has the power to do it. It's so simple. Once you see the process, you know, if a guy like me, you know, I never went to school. I wasn't scholastically, excellent. I just was one of those guys who figured stuff out, and I said I'm not going to take second best. I'm going to keep on working and becoming amazing. And everybody can do this.
Right, they can.
Just make it happen.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you all for listening to A Master's Practice today. You can always reach us on Mondays at 2:00 Eastern Standard, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you, and thank our guest Rich Guzzi. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you all soon.